Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mark, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Monday, July 15th, and I'm reading from Acts chapter 22, beginning in verse 30, and I'll also be reading from Matthew chapter 23, verses 23 through 36, and I'll be reading from the New International Version today. The commander wanted to find out exactly why Paul was being accused by the Jews. So the next day he released him and ordered the chief priests and all the members of the Sanhedrin to assemble. Then he brought Paul and had him stand before them. Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, "My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day." At this, the high priest Ananias ordered those standing near Paul to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. You sit there to judge me according to the law, yet you yourself violate the law by commanding that I be struck." Those who were standing near Paul said, "How dare you insult God's high priest?" Paul replied, "Brothers, I did not realize that he was the high priest, for it is written, 'Do not speak evil about the ruler of your people.'" Then Paul, knowing that some of them were Sadducees and the others Pharisees, called out in the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I'm a Pharisee, descended from Pharisees. I stand on trial because of the hope of the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. The Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, and that there are neither angels nor spirits, but the Pharisees believe all these things. There was a great uproar, and some of the teachers of the law who were Pharisees stood up and argued vigorously. "We find nothing wrong with this man," they said. "What if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him?" The dispute became so violent that the commander was afraid Paul would be torn to pieces by them. He ordered the troops to go down and take him away from them by force and bring him into the barracks. The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." And now let's turn over to Matthew chapter 23, beginning in verse 23. This is Jesus speaking. He says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. You blind guides, you strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets.' So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Go ahead then and complete what your ancestors started. You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell? Therefore, I am sending you prophets and sages and teachers. Some of them you will kill and crucify, others you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town. And so upon you will come all the righteous blood that has been shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Truly I tell you, all this will come on this generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Thank you for reading along with me today. I first want to offer just a couple comments on our passage from Acts. So here in our passage, Paul is before the Sanhedrin, and to put it lightly, you could say that he is in a sticky situation. He's been in Jerusalem. He has been testifying about the goodness of the Lord and how Jesus came to rescue him and to save him. And because of that, he's been put on trial before the Sanhedrin. But even within the Sanhedrin, you had two different groups of Jewish leaders who didn't see eye to eye. And so the whole passage is so fascinating. They're bickering back and forth at one another. Paul is right in the middle of this, and Paul makes a mistake. He doesn't realize who the high priest is and denounces him. And then everyone gets mad at Paul for denouncing the high priest. This passage is interesting. It's also a really difficult one. And it challenges me personally that, one, we can't gloss over some of the harder, more difficult passages of Scripture. But I personally am so encouraged by Paul's example here to be bold in the midst of a really, really difficult and challenging situation where he is being persecuted. And so you see the tension building here in this passage, and Paul is really kind of wise in some ways because instead of having everyone focus on him, he's really in some way trying to pit these two different groups against each other so that he can make it perhaps a little easier on himself as he stands before the Sanhedrin. But I'm encouraged by this last verse that we read in chapter 23. So everything has happened with Paul before the Sanhedrin, and we read there that the Lord came near to Paul and told him to take courage, just as Paul already had in so many parts of his life and ministry as he testified to the Lord. And the Lord gives him the task. He says that you must also testify in Rome, which as we continue to read Acts, we will see that Paul will continue to testify and that he will go to Rome. My encouragement for you today is simply this, to remember to be bold. It's Missions Monday, and my encouragement for you on this Missions Monday was to be willing and ready, just as Paul was, to speak the truth of the good news of the gospel of Jesus to those whom it may be really difficult. Perhaps you might find yourself in a difficult situation, but I hope and pray that you will be able to speak with grace and with truth about the goodness of Jesus in your life, and that the Spirit might do great work amongst those that you are around to bring them to faith, or to perhaps bring them to a deeper faith in Jesus by the way that you share him with others. Okay, and so if our Acts passage wasn't challenging enough, here we go to Matthew, and we are in Jesus's the last week of his life. He's come to Jerusalem, and he is about to be ready to be put on trial himself, and as we know, will eventually go to the cross. So Jesus was never shy about pointing out the flaws and the wrongs and the different things that he saw around him, and he especially wasn't shy to do that towards the Pharisees, as we see in the Gospels on numerous occasions. And so here he pronounces these woes on the Pharisees. So he pronounces the first woe and says, look, you Pharisees, you give these spices, the mint and the dill and the cumin, but you miss the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. I just want to challenge you and ask you maybe to think about today, what is it that you give to others? What is it that you demonstrate toward others? Do you act justly and with mercy and with faithfulness toward others? What do you give, and why do you give it? That's my first question for you maybe to think about. Secondly, he pronounces this Woe, he says, woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside they're full of greed and self-indulgence. And then he will go on to say that these Pharisees are like whitewashed tombs, that they look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside, they're full of bones of the dead and everything unclean. Essentially, what Jesus is saying here is that religious expression does not equal genuine faith. Appearances can be deceiving, can't we? We can have it all together. We can look a certain way, but if our hearts and our minds and our souls are not aligned truly with our faith and who Jesus calls us to be by the power of the Holy Spirit, then not only is that not good, but it really is damaging for us. And Jesus calls out the Pharisees on that here in this passage. And so my challenge to you this morning would to be, how are your head and your heart, how are your inside of your soul and the outside, what people see, how are those aligning for you today? And then the last woe that I want to point out is Jesus gives this woe beginning in verse 29. He says, he calls the Pharisees hypocrites again. And he essentially says that this current people, these Pharisees, think that they're better than their ancestors, that they're better, that they don't do the things that their ancestors did, and they're really acting in a sense of self-righteousness. I think sometimes we can be prone to believe that we're better, perhaps, than those who have come before us. But yet Jesus points out, look, that you are just as wrong, if not more wrong, than your ancestors. And so I would pray for all of us this morning that we can see ourselves accurately, that we can see ourselves before God, that we are not perfect, that we don't have it all together, that we're not necessarily better than others, but because of God through Jesus, that we are saved by his grace. And that gives us all the more reason to live and to act justly and faithfully and with love and with care towards others. Thank you for joining with me today. Would you mind praying with me as we close our time together? Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and we are grateful for your word. We're grateful even when your word is challenging. Father, we pray that you would give us the boldness of Paul. Father, that even in times where we don't know what to say or maybe to how express our faith because of the challenges or the suffering, the difficulty that we might be facing, Lord, we pray that you would help us to share our faith with others during those times. God, that your spirit would be with us and among us, just like it was with Paul many, many years ago. Lord, and that we would take courage and, Lord, be willing to follow you wherever you might be leading. And Father, we pray, Lord, and admit that we don't have it all together. We don't. But Lord, by your grace, Lord, you have called us to love and to justice and to mercy, Lord, to act in humility, Lord, toward others. And Lord, for us to live by genuine faith, Lord, to let our inside and our outside match. So Father, I pray that this morning for everyone who might be listening, I pray that for Mountbrook Baptist Church. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for everything that your son Jesus has done for us. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.